So we're here tonight, right, to take over the Foster and Adoption podcast for a bit of our another teen talk takeover. And we have been gladly asked to come and talk about all things adoption. And I suppose I'll just start with a wee bit of introduction. I am Mel, and I'm the children's worker at Scottish Adoption. And then amongst lots of elements of my role, my favourite part of my job is working with a group of young people who we call our adoption ambassadors. They're young people who are paid members of the Scottish Adoption team, and their job is to use their lived experience to educate others on adoption and to recruit staff and to just be involved in the wider community. So yeah, Aaron and Danny, we'll just go to you guys. Do you want to just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role as ambassadors?
Yeah, I'll start off. My name's Aaron. I've been an ambassador for Scottish Adoption now for, I always forget, it must be over 2 years now. I've been working in a bunch of different things, working in the prep group, like Mel said, working with teaching kids and being around kids and talking to them about their experiences, and in general, being able to talk about adoption to other people maybe that aren't even connected to Scottish Adoption, say at school or something. And I've absolutely enjoyed it, and it's really helped me process my experience overall, and there's a lot that I've got out of it, so hopefully that can be applied to this conversation, and I'm sure it'll be fun.
Hi everyone, I'm Danny, and similar to Aaron, I'm also an adoption ambassador for Scottish Adoption, but I am not as experienced as Aaron. I've only been doing it for less than a year, 6 months, something like that. I found it so good. I really enjoyed it. I think adoption can be quite, for a lot of people, well, for me, quite a solo experience. And it's only when you talk to other people who have been in care or adopted and things, you just realize like just the massive differences, but also the similarities. And I've just found it so interesting just sharing my experience, listening to everyone else's. I've learned so much. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is something we almost every time we talk about this professionally as ambassadors, we come across is that, you know, we're gaining so much insight because we've talked about it so much that needs to be shared in it. And at the end of the day, the more people's voices that are applied to the situation, the better it gets. And not the better it gets, well, maybe the better it gets, but the more insight we gain and the more we can apply it. And you could talk to anyone that's an ambassador, and even anyone that's been in prep groups with us who are aspiring adopters, there's so much to be learned. And it's definitely a process where every time we have a conversation, we come back from it learning something else. And so I think kind of our role now is just to increase the amount of communication going on between people. So, yeah.
Okay. That was reminding me actually about Teen Talk and the social media site that we have. Can you tell us a wee bit about that, Aaron?
Sure. Well, Teen Talk is a site that we've set up, and it's a project that we've got going at Scottish Adoption. And it's to try and raise awareness and raise communication, like I said, between people who are adopted and between people who maybe have no experience of being adopted or know someone that's adopted. And this will be a website, and it's a project to get, say, me as an ambassador, or Daniela or Ella, who's another ambassador, to say, write a wee piece, a short piece on something that we're interested in, or what we think needs to change about the system, or things that we've learned, and to be able to share that with other people in a manner that isn't in a manner that's focused, and it's relevant, and it's collected, and it's in the same place. And this started at the beginning, I think it's from the insight learning that the resources out there for adopted kids are very minimal. There seems to be a large discrepancy between the amount of resources out there for adopters than there is for adoptees. And so we're kind of acting as a balance. We've got this wee project started up, and so far it's been great, and it's definitely something we're planning on growing. So
by maybe putting a podcast out there,
yeah hence the podcast. Yeah, definitely. And anything we can do to raise awareness of it would be great. And it's definitely something that we almost see as necessary now, because if you learn, if, I mean, if I've learned anything, it's that, like Daniela was saying earlier, the experiences are so varied. You can't make any assumptions. There are things that bind us together, but like any group of people, we're actually, there's probably more variance between us than there is between an adopted person and a non-adopted person. So, but yeah, Teen Talk is there to try and set up that communication, and it's definitely necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking back to, you said there that the reason the Teen Talk started was people in your adoption group, which is where most of you met, yes, like being part of a teen adoption group and then moving on to become ambassadors. You said you couldn't believe that there was young people who were adopted who didn't have access to a group of other young adopted people, who didn't, who weren't able to get together once a month and talk about their experiences and kind of, like you say, share your, what you have in common and learn from each other's story. So I think it was Tegan that said, let's make a social media site that puts our stories out there.
Yeah.
And maybe one day it won't just be us that are writing blogs for Teen Talk. Maybe other adopted young people that don't have a group will send in a blog. And that's where we're kind of hoping it'll go, that it won't just be about Scottish adoption families. It'll become bigger.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, like Daniela was saying, and maybe you can comment on this, because it's definitely, adoption is definitely like on average, it's a solo experience. It's not really, I mean, it's something that you'd share with the people that have been through the experience with you, but it's not something that you would share with, you know, your average classmate. And so it's often very reclusive. And so opening it up like this and being able to talk to people who have not a similar experience, but an experience that can be shared, knowing that you've been through the same thing, has been absolutely dramatic in how I perceive adoption, and I think like has affected my life massively. And the care system is put in place to improve lives, and I know this will basically act as like an amplifier for all the good that's come out of the system. And so Danielle, maybe you can comment on that, because I know when you first joined and we were talking about things, I could tell even from the first time, like, we learned so much.
I'm just thinking about everything you said there.
I think I was thinking back there to like to the group. So Danny, you hadn't been part of an adoption group before you became an ambassador.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you joining the group of ambassadors and like chatting to them about adoption? I was just remembering something back you'd said about like actually, when we were talking about what was important to you as adopted young people, you said, I didn't even know I was angry about this until I started thinking about it.
I think that is why, actually, yeah, that's kind of hit the nail on the head for me. I think that is why it's so important, is I think it's so easy to be like, I'm fine, not bothered. But then when you've actually got that space, like, which, you know, it's cliched as it sounds, but it is a safe space, because it's with other people who have been through not, you know, identical experience, because no adoption is identical, but you know, people who will get it, and it is a safe space. Like, you just, you do open up on kind of a deeper level. And yeah, I remember that group so vividly, the first one, because I kind of went to it, you know, thinking it would be good and stuff, but it was just way better than I thought it'd be. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna learn stuff, it'd be really cool to meet, you know, other people from maybe a similar background, as in, you know, being in care, adopted. But it was just, I remember actually, it was Aaron, when you were just telling your story, I remember just being like, just so blown away. Like, it was just, to me, maybe it's because I'm not that good at being open, or I've not experienced that before, because I think it is different with your friends compared to a group designated for people who have been adopted. But you're just so open, vulnerable, authentic, really humble with it. And I actually felt like, I still do now thinking about it, I actually felt like quite emotional. I remember just thinking like, yeah, like, honestly, it does make me feel emotional, but like, you just came across as like really, yeah, I was like, this is just, it feels so good. I just have such good energy here. We need more of this. Like, I can't pinpoint it, but this, we need more of this.
Well, I need to thank you for saying that. Yeah, that means a lot. And I think that's, Yeah, that's great. And one of the other things about this group is that you make friends, and you'd be surprised how quickly you can make friends when you share a commonality. I mean, thank you for that. That's awesome. And I have to say, I also remember you talking about your experience, and it was the same effect. And what was really odd about it is I hadn't actually heard, I mean, we can talk about this later, I'm not going to go into the details, but I hadn't heard of a situation like yours, and I was kind of blown away. I mean around how the system works and its failings, and I was really shocked at your situation, and that got me thinking. It was like something that I'd not been exposed to before, and I've learned a lot about it now. And I think your story really well ties in with, you know, trying to talk about how the system needs to change.
I think that's as well what's kind of what we've spoken about before, is like there's so many, you know, commonalities, like you said, Aaron, that bring us together. But equally, again, we've already kind of said this, but like with an adopted person, there's just so many differences in that as well. Like even, if you had to write an essay on, you know, an adoptive experience, you can, because everyone's would be so just not even slightly different, but just polar opposite sometimes. You know, some people might have the absolute best experience. Some other people be like, couldn't have been any worse. Maybe they've both been good, but just in completely different ways. It's just, I can't get over just how different all the experiences are.
This is something that when we started talking, I knew, like, because we both love this point, and it was something that is great, because it's something I've thought about a lot. And it's the, I remember there was a survey that went round, and it was given to us, I'm not sure if it was something to the Scottish government, and they were asking how we would like to be referred. Mm-hmm. And there was a list of options, and the options were adoptee, adopted person, and every single thing had adopted in it. And what they failed to recognize in that is, like, there's because of the variance in our opinions and in our and in our past and in our experiences, to put a label around it, a single label, even to put five labels around it, you know, I could be an adopted boy, you know, XX, add so many things onto that, and it wouldn't encompass my experience. And it's like, if you can't encompass it, don't even start to try. I'm just a person who is adopted. You know,
that's what we spoke about before as well, that there seems to be this big thing of like, what's to do with stigma as well, but it's this massive, like, you know, not always, but sometimes if you tell someone you're adopted, it's like they'll see you as adopted before anything else. It'll be like, you know, almost like a warning sign, like, oh, adopted person called Aaron. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to just like, oh yeah, this is like my mate Aaron, oh, who happens to be adopted. It's seen as like a massive thing, which, you know.
It becomes, when it's like anything, as soon as you put such a description on something, people instantly kind of assume the average of what they know to be connotated with that word. So they'll go adopted, Batman, Superman, the Joker,
Tracy Beaker.
And in their mind, you can tell they're processing, and they're like try to stick the dot in the middle, and then like you were saying, there's a whole movement right now of, you know, like being adopted is our group identity, but it doesn't encompass us as individuals, and it's so much more complex and deep, to the degree that I vary more than in our group with some people than I would, you know, people at school. But they don't get the whole thing before they're, you know, the whole adopted thing around their name, even though their experience is completely different. So this needs to be taken into account. And like you said, and when you come to the conclusion, by the way, that everyone's experience is so varied, you also come to the conclusion that, you know, presuming anything is most likely going to be wrong, because there's so much variance. And and if it was easy, then we wouldn't have to talk. We wouldn't have to share experiences. We'd be like, well, we know what your experience was. You're adopted. You know what I mean? And so implicit in our search to communicate with people, we presume that we're so varied that sticking a box around us, like being adopted or an adoptee, or being an adopted person, it's like, sure, but it doesn't do much, does it?
But then that's just got me thinking what you said about assumptions and stuff, that that's probably, I think I can speak on behalf of both of us and the rest of the group, that that's mm-hmm. something that's quite important to us, is that, you know, that's why it's so important to listen to, you know, people from care experience background, adopted people, to break these assumptions, because that's the only way. You know, I'm not going to lie, I had assumptions before I came to the group and spoke to you all and talked to you that I didn't even maybe necessarily realize I had, kind of implicit ones. And it was only by talking to everyone else that I was like, oh, like, I hadn't even crossed my mind. Was that bad that I just assumed that? And I was like, I mean, obviously everyone has assumptions to a certain level, but I was like, as an adopted person, I still had some, not all positive assumptions about adopted people. God forbid what non-adopted people are going to be. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, this is true. And to be honest, I think presuming thing is kind of, it's kind of needed in the human experience, because if you were to think about everything with 100% clarity, there'd just be too much noise. And so it kind of is an adventure of presumption and then finding out the truth about something. So, and everyone has, you know, their generalizations about different topics. So it's definitely nothing to be, it's not evil, you know, it's kind of just a thing that we have to agree to work around. But that was a point, like Danielle and me, we both have experiences that are, I mean, not on opposite ends of the spectrum, but they're pretty far apart. Mm-hmm. Yet we can both come to the same conclusion after having these two so varied experiences. And that says something about, it's probably true. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so those wee nuggets of gold that we get in those conversations are something that we need to keep and people need to know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can only imagine the effects of if every adopted person in the UK was to come together and to have these conversations and to store what they learned and then put it, collate it, geez, it would be the best novel on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, guys. That's so true. So guess what we're hoping to do over the next few weeks is get the rest of the ambassadors here, basically take over this podcast and get some more of this, of your, what do you call them, Aaron? Nuggets of gold. Nuggets of gold. Adoption gold. Gold. We're going to be mining it.
Yeah, can't sell it.
We're here to mine adoption gold and share it with the world.
Indeed, we are the pickaxe. And our experiences is the rock.
That's right. Sure. You guys had some really good suggestions for what you want to talk about over the next few weeks. Remind me what they were off the top of your head.
Yeah, there's quite, I mean, Jesus, there's so many. For me, we can touch so many different things. We can talk about the root causes of adoption, how the systems work for us. And actually, some of these we're going to talk about soon. We talk about maybe the effects of drugs. We just touched on that, but there's so much more to it. The ability to talk to other people about their experience and how it's kind of like the best therapy on earth. Because, I mean, we all know that, you know, I've been at school and I've had to talk to a PSE teacher who has to look out for me because I'm adopted, but has absolutely no insight into anything about it whatsoever. And that comes nowhere close as to as needed or as therapeutic as these conversations. So that's something. Also, yeah, maybe just things that we think could maybe be removed from the system, because, you know, often in the search of making the system better, some things need to be updated and some things need to be innovated on. And there's a lot that I think I could say on that. And yeah, just talk about our overall experience.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. So that was some really amazing ideas that you've come up with there. And so the plan is next time, me, you, Danny, hopefully the rest of the guys, the rest of the ambassadors, get back together. This is just the spoiler. This is just the teaser. And next time we're going to really mine some adoption gold, yeah, with everybody together.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.